it's Lainey.
Lainey Wilson. Hello, hello. How are you? What an exciting time in your life, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, I'm on cloud nine. We've been running around crazy. It's been great.
Oh, I would imagine. I hear, I don't know from personal experience, but for a new artist on the rise, it's just nonstop. There is no sleep. And forget about doing your laundry.
Oh, my gosh. You should see my house right now. It's a joke. I'm just not even worried about it. I'm like, you know what? We got bigger fish to fry.
That's true. It'll always be there waiting for you.
That's right.
Congratulations, girl, on
your
album release, Saying What
Thank
I'm Thinking.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so pumped. It's out.
Yay. And your face is all over billboards, as seen on your Instagram.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
How weird is that?
Extremely strange. That's pretty dang cool.
And all this stuff that you're doing has been happening during a pandemic, which is amazing. Release an EP. Last year was like a year ago. You did your Grand Ole Opry debut, right?
That's right, yes.
And now you're the album.
I know. It's been a crazy year. Of course, you know, we've had a lot of adjustments, figuring out, you know, ways to go about things. But I truly do feel like, you know, the timing really is perfect. And we have put so much hard work into this record. And I'm talking about every single person on my team. And it feels good. You know, people need music more than ever. And we put it out there. And it seems like everybody's latching onto it and connecting to it. And that was the goal.
And it's a pretty darn long way from here. Hannah Montana impressions.
You're not lying. Yes. I used to impersonate Hannah Montana.
For those who don't know, that was Lainey's former job, right? Like in high school and out of high school?
It
right?
was, yeah. So I did it all the way from 8th grade all the way through 12th grade. And man, did I go through some wigs. Lainey Wilson every now and then would open up the show for Hannah Montana. Sometimes they would be like, no, we want Hannah. We don't know who Lainey is. But most of the time I was bound and determined that I was going to open the show. But I learned so much, had such a good time doing that, and finally decided to hang the wig up.
And how ironic, I was just thinking today, because you also were first kind of introduced to the world on TV show Yellowstone and the soundtrack. That's filmed in Montana, and you were Hannah Montana. It's a full circle.
I did not think about that. That is pretty wild.
Just one
of those. I've had a few songs on Yellowstone, and it's been pretty cool. I mean, you move to Nashville, and you dream about, you know, your song being played on the radio and people singing your song back to you, but you don't dream about your song making it onto one of the most popular, coolest TV shows around, and the Cowboys aren't bad to look at either.
Mm-mm. So what's going to happen with the new season, which I hear is coming in June? Are you going to be doing some music?
You know, hopefully they put more of my songs on there. I've had 3 on there so far, and I'm friends with Taylor Sheridan, the producer and the writer of the show, and he really has just been so good to me and really believes in what I do and a fan of me, and I'm a fan of his, and, you know, he's trying to help me any way that he can. So we'll see what happens on this next season, but I have a feeling that we'll have some more music in there.
Good. I love to hear that. I got to know, though, Lainey, how did it come to be bell-bottom country? Who coined that term and gave it to you?
Yeah, so, you know, it was just kind of like a team effort. We were trying to really just find a few words that really described me to a T, everything about me. And, of course, you know, I'm obsessed with some bell-bottoms, so that was the first word that came to mind. And then country, I mean, everything about me is country. But
no.
Bell-bottom. Bell-bottom country is basically country with a flair.
I love that.
Yeah, so it's pretty much, you know, like, I am a sucker for everything throwback, whether that means clothes or songs. I feel like throwback things come with a good story, and I'm a sucker for a good story. So, yeah, fresh but familiar, bell-bottom country.
Love, love, love. That is just perfection. And I love bell-bottoms, too. I want to thank you for helping to bring them back, because I am not a skinny jean girl.
Girl, me either. Me either. I'm telling you, I sent a lot of my older skinny jeans home to my granny, and she made them into bell-bottoms.
Really? For real?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That is talent. Wow. Well, before you go, we want to get to know you just a little better. So can we play the Lainey Gamey? Just some quick
Let's
answers.
Do it.
All right. Name one important thing a girl ought to know, Lainey Wilson.
Oh, man. How to line her lips.
Too true, too true. Favorite Miley Cyrus song?
Best of Both Worlds. Well, that's Hannah Montana. The Climb.
Boom, you got both. Name another person you would like to impersonate.
Oh, my gosh, Dolly Parton.
Need to be a lot of padding. a skill you have beside music?
Riding horses.
Food you cannot live without?
Crawfish.
How you take your coffee?
Black.
Beside Yellowstone, recent favorite TV show that you may have binged?
Bridgerton.
Oh, God. That show, that man.
I know. I'm telling you. I was like, whoa. Uh-huh. I need to watch this again.
You got to watch him on Saturday Night Live. He was on last week.
Wow. Yeah. It was so good. So good.
And you should be on SNL. After seeing that skit that you did on Instagram, by the way, with all the multiple characters.
That's one of my goals. I'm like, I will be on Saturday Night Live. I'm going to manifest it right now. At some point in time in my career, I will be on SNL.
Let's put it out there. Last question in the Lainey Gamey. Have you been to Boston?
I have been to Boston. Oh, my gosh. I love me some Boston. Did radio tour in Boston, and I'm talking about the oysters. I've never had as good of oysters as I've had in Boston.
Well, then there is a perfect reason when we can have concerts to get you here, load you up with oysters, and put you on a stage.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on everything. Lainey Wilson.
Thank you so much, girl. Have a blessed day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.